Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Plot Twist. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of baggage? Not the cute travel kind, I mean the emotional kind, regrets, resentments, and spoken apologies, all that jazz. Well, today we're diving into something truly liberating. The power of apologizing and forgiving. You know that feeling when you hold on to anger or hurt for too long? It's like a heavy weight dragging you down, making it harder to move forward. We get caught in this cycle of blame, defensiveness, and resentment, which ultimately hurts us more than anyone else. But what if I told you there's a way out? What if I told you that saying, "I'm sorry," and letting go of the past can actually set you free? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you unlock that liberating power. First, remember that apologizing doesn't mean admitting defeat. It means taking responsibility for your actions and showing respect for the other person. It's about acknowledging the impact your words or behavior had, even if it wasn't intentional. Think of it like this. A sincere apology is a bridge back to understanding and connection. You're not saying you were right, you're saying you recognize that what happened hurt someone, and you want to make things better. Second, forgive yourself. We all mess up, it's part of being human. Holding on to past mistakes only keeps you stuck in a cycle of guilt and shame. Forgiveness isn't about forgetting. It's about choosing to let go of the anger and resentment that's holding you back. Imagine your inner critic as a grumpy neighbor constantly complaining. Would you want to live next door to them? Or would you rather focus on building positive relationships with yourself and others? Third, forgiveness isn't about condoning someone else's actions. It's about freeing yourself from the prison of bitterness. You can forgive someone without excusing their behavior. It's about recognizing that holding on to anger won't change the past, but it will continue to affect your present and future. Think of it like this. You wouldn't hold on to a rotten apple, would you? It's better to toss it out and focus on enjoying the good stuff. Fourth, remember that apologies aren't always easy. Sometimes, we have to dig deep and confront our own fears or insecurities. It takes courage to admit when we're wrong, but the rewards are worth it. You'll likely feel a sense of relief and lightness once you let those words out. Think of it as taking off a heavy coat on a warm day, you instantly feel better. Finally, remember that forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, days when it feels easier than others. Be patient with yourself, and keep practicing. You're worth the effort. Picture this. You have a friend who unintentionally hurt your feelings weeks ago. You've been holding on to the anger, feeling resentful every time you see them. This resentment starts to affect other relationships, even making it hard to enjoy your own company. But then, you realize something. Holding on to this anger is only hurting you. You decide to talk to your friend, acknowledge how their words made you feel, and ask for an apology. They sincerely apologize, acknowledging their mistake and expressing remorse. You forgive them, releasing the anger and resentment that's been weighing you down. Suddenly, you feel lighter, freer. The world seems brighter, and you're able to focus on rebuilding your friendship based on understanding and forgiveness. That feeling of freedom is powerful. It allows you to move forward with clarity and compassion, making space for genuine connections and happiness. Remember, apologizing doesn't make you weak, it makes you human. And forgiving, both yourself and others, liberates you from the shackles of resentment, allowing you to live a more fulfilling life. So, take this episode as your nudge, reach out to someone you need to apologize to, and let go of those burdens that are holding you back. Remember, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself, and it's the most powerful weapon against negativity. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a little dose of liberation. And as always, keep twisting your way through life with intention and grace. See you in the next episode.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.